Stand fast. Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. 1 Kings 2:28. What is the supreme test in the life of a believer? What does God desire of each one of us? Loyalty. Faithfulness. Loyalty to God and loyalty to his children. Faithfulness to God and faithfulness to his children. The Lord is faithful and true and desires no less from his children. Not faithfulness for a time or for a season, but steadfastness right to the finish line. Not loyalty when the going is good or because it suits us for the time being, but faithful, devoted, steadfast loyalty right up to the very moment of death. Joab was loyal up to a point. He refrained from disloyalty many times. But there came a point in his life when he turned away from the Lord to another. Joab stood a great test of loyalty and shunned the worldly promises in many areas. His heart was not turned by the handsome, charismatic Absalom. But at the end of his fine military career, as one of the best of David's soldiers, he turned his heart and he simply started to cleave to the cowardly Adonijah. The lusts of the flesh and eye and the pride of life were shunned at the start. But the prince of this world secured his prey near the conclusion of his career. Keep alert, for not one of us is immune from disloyalty. Take heed. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Be watchful, for ye know not the day nor the hour that your Lord cometh. Now these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Abishai, the brother of Joab. And Naharai, the Beeroth, the armor-bearer to Joab. 30 and 7 in all. But Joab, where was Joab? Joab was not mentioned among the mighty men of the king. Only a small number of David's mighty men remained, despite such a prestigious reign. And we too must remain loyal to our Lord to the end. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. It takes faith to wait and to trust. It takes loyalty to trust to the end.